consider starting the burns today, so you could have started them Sunday, because you had gotten an extra start before the break?
Yeah, we put a lot of thought into it, and obviously we get input from everybody, and we just came down to the conclusion of let's keep him on regular rest, and it's going to be so important for us to have him in the second half, and we want to keep him. He's, you know, hopefully he's going to start the All-Star game, or hopefully he's going to, you know, we'll see what happens there. But we need him for the second half, and so just decided to keep him on regular rest.
Yep. Jordan Westbrook specifically, in the type of season he's had, you know, obviously a finalist at third, but, yep, you know, his chances at making it the American League roster at second,
mm-hmm,
just kind of where do you put him among the league's best, and kind of how much do you feel for him not making it?
Yeah, I mean, I think just that's the kind of, you know, I'm not in charge of the All-Star process, and I don't have any input on that. You know, I don't even know how many games he's played at second, but it's been a lot. So things probably would have been differently if he would maybe been in the position, you know, change the position on the ballot or whatever it may be. But definitely deserves to go. I'm hoping that we get some replacement. Some of our guys go as some, you know, still deserving replacement players for guys that can't go that were selected. But all of these guys, for me, had All-Star first halves. And that's why we were disappointed in Oakland. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in that clubhouse that, for me, deserve to go. And Jordan's definitely one of them.
A different vibe for you last year at this time. You were calling out the names of the guys. It was a big celebration. And this time it's coming to the office with good news for one guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was yeah, I mean, struggle with kind of on how to handle that, honestly, because you definitely want to recognize the three guys that were, you know, two guys that were voted in and Burnsy voted in also. And so, you know, for me, Corbin, that was a no brainer. He's the best pitcher in the American League. And so I thought that was already kind of in stone. And then as it comes, you know, as you start getting the news and there's nobody else on that day, then how do you handle that a little bit? And I think everybody understands, you know. And we talked about it as a team after the game in Oakland, and so hopefully these guys are motivated, have good second halves.
Brandon, we all talked to Jordan today, and you talked to Jordan about this kind of stuff. He played 5 or 10 years better.
No. He is, I've talked a lot about him the last couple of weeks, but does everything right. I mean, he literally does everything right. The way he prepares, the way he plays. We just had a hitters meeting, and I thought it was awesome. Our hitting guys recognized this. We're down 12-0 in the fourth. Mounty hits a base hit. Jordan's at first base. Mounty hits a base hit to right field. Westy goes first to third. Now, that sets up Austin Hayes for a sac fly. It's an RBI for a teammate. That sets up the bottom part of the order to have guys on base. It just epitomizes, honestly, who he is. He just plays the right way, so hard, prepares incredibly well. He just does everything right. And so, obviously, the way he's handling the media, he's doing that great job at that as well. He's just very, very professional and really, really good player. And so, you know, I'm so fortunate to have the opportunity to manage him as well as so many other guys in there.
On the flip side, though, with your grueling schedule, how nice is it going to be some of these guys get off their feet, get a break from the game, sort of heal up?
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, I was fortunate to go to one All-Star game as a coach, and I, you know, it's there's a lot that goes to going to that game. And from the practice day to the media stuff to the game, home run derby, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot, not a ton of relaxing that happens. But it's something you can't, you definitely want to experience, and you definitely pull for your guys to go to that kind of thing. But, you know, to get, have guys get a few extra days rest, I think that's great. No, I think that's just who he is. I mean, he's just obviously parents did an unbelievable job and comes from a great family. And he is just an incredible worker. And, you know, I wasn't with him along the way, but I noticed, you know, it's really easy to notice right away how hard this guy works. And he's the first in the clubhouse and he's in the weight room constantly. And he takes his profession extremely seriously and he really wants to win. I think his routine, probably major league routine, has gotten better as he's kind of understood what the big leagues is like, but you know, he just does everything right.
You're obviously a lot of new faces over there, but what are you most looking forward to about facing your former team?
It's just way different now. You know, there's only a few. I'm looking forward to seeing Kyle Hendricks. I haven't seen him in a long time. I didn't get to see him last year. Ian Happ, I was close with. Darren Holmes is over there, and former Oriole coach and a friend of mine. So I'm looking forward to seeing Darren. Tommy Hotovy was a good friend of mine as a pitching coach. But besides Juan Cabreja, I'm trying to think who else is even over there now. Not many people are left from when I was there last year in 18. So oh, a couple guys. David Bodie is a player there. Was there, but there's it's a different. It's the organization's been is a lot different now than it was when I was there.
Brandon, was Sunday the latest example of the Orioles being resilient?
Yeah.
Does this team almost have a laser focus in that regard? Because whether it's a sweep here or a bad game there, it seems to be pushed in the rear view immediately.
Well, we just, you know. Like I just said, talked about that example of Westy going first to third, down 12 in the fourth. If you look at our bats, we're down 12-0. I think we scored 8 runs in that game. And for me, that those type of competitive at-bats when the game is out of hand, and it's a long road back, but to continue to compete at the plate, does that carry into the next day? Maybe, but it's giving you a chance to. And so we took really good at-bats the last 4 innings, 5 innings of that game and carried it into a 4 spot in the first inning on Sunday. Now, Grayson Rodriguez, the next day starter, usually sets the tone. But we did. We put a 4 spot up in the first inning and had really good at-bats there and carried it over. So I do think that that has something to do with it. But I just – our guys do a great job of not taking – giving at-bats away and not getting lackadaisical on defense as hard – you know, as hard as sometimes. And I'm proud of that. I think our guys play their absolute butts off, whether no matter what the score is, and I think that carries into the next day.
Do